Ronan Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Beirut Airport features on most of the front pages and the ceremony repatriating the body of Private Sean Rooney. The Irish Independent pictures include one of Private Rooney's medals being pinned to a framed photo of him. The front page of the Irish Daily Mirror reads, "Sean comes home." The Irish Examiner quotes a Defence Forces tweet, "Your duty is done, Acara." Inside the Examiner, retired soldier Michelle Dunn writes a long article about life in Lebanon for Irish soldiers and, for example, the stress of trying to sleep at night with the sound of shelling and gunfire. She says people at home only hear about the deaths and injuries, but that the many near misses are kept between the soldiers out there. She writes that on her flight home, they had gifts of jewellery and farmer's tans, but had also come within a hair's breadth of having an empty seat among them. Mary Carr and Dermot Ahern are both writing in the Daily Mail that perhaps it's time for Ireland to leave the UNIFIL force in Lebanon. On the Examiner front pages is the news that chaplains' reports into the prison service from last March still have not been published. The prison service says this is because of GDPR concerns. The Examiner says that last year's chaplains' reports were critical of the manner in which some prisoners, including those with mental health difficulties, were being held. The prison service says it hopes the reports will be published before the end of the year. Mental health features in several papers, specifically that of comedian PJ Gallagher. Yesterday he tweeted that it was the first anniversary of his admission into hospital for depressive disorders. He said that he now feels so much better. The Irish Daily Star reports that MMA fighter Conor McGregor, in a tweet, mocked Gallagher publicly talking about his mental illness. McGregor was heavily criticised online and has since deleted his tweet. And on Twitter, the Irish News has Elon Musk's latest initiative. Last night, he published a poll asking Twitter users if he should stay on in charge of the company. "Should I step down as head of Twitter?" he wrote. "I will abide by the results of this poll." The poll attracted more than 4 million votes within an hour of posting. The Irish Examiner has an editorial on Qatar, not on the World Cup, but on the row with the EU over Qatar bribing EU officials. Qatari representatives are now banned from European Parliament premises. In return, Qatar has threatened that supplies of natural gas to Europe, which would replace Russian gas, could be jeopardised. The front page of the Irish Examiner has that happier Qatari story, the World Cup, and a picture of Lionel Messi being hoisted aloft, brandishing the trophy. Mary Hannigan lyricises in the Irish Times. She writes, "Ah, football, you beautiful, ridiculous, preposterous thing." She says of the World Cup, it had the most hideous of hosts, the most gorgeous of finals. One of her quotes from the tournament comes courtesy of England manager Stuart Pearce, who observed about the phenomenon that is France's Kylian Mbappe. "Just to even things up a little," he said, "Mbappe shouldn't be allowed to wear football boots. Instead, he should have to wear on one foot a Doc Martin and on the other a stiletto."